VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Soraya, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey folks, this is your host Soraya. Nowadays, we've got so many texts in our hands. Sometimes 24 hours are just not enough for us. And that's why we decide to multitask, trying to compress everything together and finish it all at once. We think working this way is efficient, but does multitasking really do us any good? Let's find out together in the following sentence. But when attention is overloaded, we miss things, and the result is nearly always that we perform tasks less well than we would do them one at a time. The structure is a little complicated, so the second time will be much slower, okay? But when attention is overloaded, we miss things. And the result is nearly always that we perform tasks less well than we would do them one at a time. 这中文句意就是呢，当我们注意力超载时，我们会开始错过事物。那与做一件我们一次做一件事情的时候相比，多功形式的品质就会不太好。好的，我知道这个句子的结构感觉有一点点那么的复杂，那我们先来把句子分成几个部分吧。那前面的话就很直观哦，第一个部分就是 But when attention is overloaded， 那第二个部分呢就是两个逗号之间 We miss things， 那接下来比较复杂的就在后面啦。那第三个部分就是 And the result is nearly always， 那因为后面呢是一个完整的一个它是一个状态。那第四个部分就是 That we perform tasks less well than we were doing them one at a time。 你可能会想说那后面根本没有分到啊，是因为可能你们这边有看到哦，它中间有个 than， 所以它是在比较两个状态。那如果硬把这一长段就分成两个部分的话呢，可能不会帮助到理解。那细节的话呢，就让我们继续看下去吧。首先呢，我们先来看到 multitask 这个字。 multi 这个前面这个前缀词哦，意思就是很多的，重复很多次的意思。那 tasks 就是任务嘛，那 multitask 这两个字呢结合起来就会是多功形式。 multi 这个前缀词呢可以用在非常多的字前面哦。那我跟你们举一个例子，很常见的就是 multilingual 加一个形容词 lingual 就是语言上的。那 multilingual 呢就是多种语言的意思，就像如果是双语的话是 bilingual 嘛，因为前面的 bi 就是双的意思，那 multilingual 就是多种语言的意思哦。好啦 back to the sentence itself。 So when our attention is overloaded， 意思就是思绪超载嘛。那 overload 这个字应该也蛮好记的，因为它也算是一个组合字，over 就是过度的嘛，那 load 就是负载的意思，所以 overload 就是超载。在句子里面呢，它是说思绪注意力超载嘛。那日常生活中呢，某种东西就是物理上的超载，也可以用 overload 这个字哦。那举例来说呢， The aircraft was dangerously overloaded， 这个飞机呢非常危险的超载了。那或者你也可以说 The bartender was already overloaded with orders，这个酒保呢他手上有非常多的订单，他已经超载了。那我们继续看下去这个句子吧。那后中间呢这个 we miss things 非常简单嘛，不需我多说。那我们接下来看到最复杂的后面这一部分哦，就是 and the result is nearly always that we perform tasks less well。那我们这边先来看为什么这么会用 well 呢，因为它是用来形容前面的 perform 这一个动词，所以这边呢它就会选用一个副词 well 来修饰它。 So we perform tasks less well than we were doing them one at a time， 所以这边它就是在比较嘛，如果我们多功形式呢是不会比我们一次做一件事情来得好的，所以重点主体就是在于一次做一件事情嘛。句子里面有讲到 one at a time， one at a time 它也是一个很常见的片语，意思就是一次做一件事情。 非常简单。那还有另外一个片语，我觉得就是它意思是类似，可是我觉得形容上更生动的一个片语，就是 one step at a time， one step at a time， 意思呢就是一步一脚印啦，就是 step 就是脚步的那个意思。那例句的话呢，可以是 although we may face all kinds of difficulties and frustrations in our lives, we just have to take everything one step at a time and everything will be fine。就算我们生活中呢会遇到各种难题还有挫折，我们只要一步一脚印，任何事情都会迎刃而解。 Okay, that's it for today. Are you someone who can multitask? I am sure I'm definitely not. I can't even eat and read at the same time, and I can't even speak and type at the same time either. But I think it's totally fine because everyone has their own methods for processing tasks. So again, are you a multitasking person? Comment down below. I hope you have a beautiful day, stay hydrated, and see you next time.